From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which, when a man has found it, he hides it, and for joy goes and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it. So in chapter 13 of St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus tells the parable of the treasure hidden in the field. And it gives us an insight into how God calls us and includes us in his providence. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone has found, he hides it again, goes off happy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Now all of us respond to tales of buried treasure. Everybody thinks finding a treasure will change their lives. And treasure hunts are a popular children's game. That thrill of discovery never really leaves us. Even in religious terms, we like to imagine ourselves as relentlessly struggling to pursue the elusive Christ, the Christ who always seems to escape us and even evade us. One of the poems of R.S. Thomas, a Welsh poet and Anglican priest, has a nice line which sometimes seems to correspond to our own experience of discipleship. He is such a fast God, always before us, and leading as we arrive. Now, even when we think we've found God, we shouldn't think that we can domesticate him, subdue him, master him, and shape him to supply what's missing in our own experience. Looking at that parable, perhaps we could invert the usual interpretation people make of it, and see Christ not as the hidden, passive, static, inert treasure buried in the field of the world to be taken up and used by us. Maybe we shouldn't see Christ as the object that's found, but think of him as Christ, the founder. He finds us. Maybe we don't find him, but he finds us. Now, the earliest Christian paintings have a favorite theme in portraying Jesus. It's Christ the Good Shepherd. You all have seen the pictures, a youthful, beardless Christ tenderly carries a sheep around his neck, bringing it safely home, rescuing from danger and exposure. And the idea behind all of this is of Christ, the finder, the discoverer, the one who seeks out what is lost or hidden, to bring it into a larger world, the world of the kingdom. Now, the basic movement of the story of the treasure hidden in the field has a similar structure. It unfolds in three stages. A man finds, he sells, he buys. He sees the value of a treasure hidden in the field of the world. Now, many of Jesus' stories are to do with the hidden nature of the church. The elect, the chosen ones, the gathered ones are often the hidden leaven in a larger mass. And their lives are characterized by patience and endurance as they wait for the Lord to come and find them. And this experience rests not on their discovery of him, but of his discovery of them. And Matthew sees this community, the community of the church, as hidden for a long time in the field of Israel. And God has so pledged himself to this community, this treasure, that when he uncovers it, he gives all that he has to redeem it, to take it out of the darkness, to use it for his purpose. It's this that the Lord God comes to claim. And it's for this that he offers the most precious thing he has. He gives his Son. Now, when the world tries to place a value on us, and on our services, we only need to look at the cross to see what we are worth. The treasure is bought with his Son. The kingdom is not fitted into our own experience. We are fitted into the kingdom. The act of redemption, of ransoming, of discovery, is the coming of the kingdom. The kingdom is not a static, passive object. It's a dynamic reality being forged by God. The kingdom is God's act of perpetual discovery.